Hallelujah. Abigail, let me know when we're live.
We're live.
We're live. Amen. I want to give honor to God. Honor is due Him. We are praying for those that are in this place and to the believers that are around the world. We are praying that God will lift them up and that God will keep you according to His will for your life. We're going to be praying for you wherever you are. We're going to be reaching out to you wherever you are. We're going to be listening from God for you. We're going to be praying we're going to be standing in the gap for you. Whether you're in this building or you're in your bed or you are at home, no matter where you are, the power and the presence of God can reach out and touch you wherever you are. And He can heal you no matter what you're going through. And He can deliver you no matter what the enemy has put in your atmosphere. God is greater than anything that will ever come against you. For God is the power that controls the atmosphere. Even though the enemy has things that he can do, God is still in charge.
Amen.
And especially over the lives that believe and trust in Him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Let me pray for the prayer warriors right now. Let me pray for the prayer warriors, pastors and ministers. Let me pray for you now before people come in. Y'all come on up. Let us pray now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I lift up the name of the Lord in the sanctuary. I bless the name of the Lord. If you are a believer and a follower of Jesus Christ, if you know that you are a member of the bride, if you know that you are a member of the body of Christ, if you know that for a fact, I need to pray with you this morning.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If you are a soldier in the army of the Lord, if you know that the enemy has been coming up against you and you need God's power and God's strength to withstand whatever the enemy is trying to do, I need to pray for you now. In the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what you're dealing with. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't even matter where you are. God is in heaven looking on us and He's dwelling among us. No matter where you are, God is there. You know why? Because you're there.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. God is there because God is, if God is in you, God is where you are.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. First of all, let us lift up our hands. Amen. I need you to lift up your hands. I need you to lift up your hands. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I need you to lift up your hand. If you can stop whatever you're doing right now and just lift up your hands, I need you to do that. And I need you to repeat after me. Father God.
Father God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Greater is He.
Greater is He.
That is in me.
That is in me.
Than anything.
Than anything.
That is in the world.
That is in the world.
I can do.
I can do.
Me.
Strengthens
Hallelujah.
Me.
Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before the altar today, as we stand before your presence, we're asking, Father, that you would deliver us from anything that the enemy is trying to put against us. We're asking that you would forgive us of any sin or unrighteousness. If there is anything in my life that does not reflect you, if there is anything in my atmosphere that does not give you praise, that does not honor you, if there's anything in my atmosphere that does not please you, I'm asking, Lord, that you would remove it in the name of Jesus. If there's any sin, Lord, forgive me. I need each of you to say that. If there's any sin
in my life,
in my atmosphere, forgive me.
Forgive me
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
If I have offended you,
belong to me.
We are no more twain.
We are no more twain.
But we are one. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's have some prayer, y'all. Let's get some prayer going. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For God is worthy of all of our praises. He is worthy to be lifted up. I trust. Do you trust God?
Yes.
Do you trust? I need to know, do you really trust God?
Yeah.
So when God tells you, listen,
The Bible says, how can two walk together? What? Except they agree. So if God says you are healed, do you trust him enough to repeat what he said?
Yes.
If God said you are healed, if God said,
yes.
If God said you are healed,
yes.
But you still taking medication, do you believe
yes.
that you are healed?
Yes. Hallelujah.
If God says, I will fight your battles,
yes.
But you don't feel the presence of God in your atmosphere. But if God says, I will fight your battles, do you believe
yes.
that God will
yes.
do what he said?
Yes.
So
yes.
if I am in agreement with God, that means I have to say the things that God is saying.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
If I am walking with God and God says you are healed, I have to stop saying I got this.
Amen.
And I have to start saying God says I'm healed.
Yes.
So I am walking in my deliverance.
Yes.
Even if you don't feel it at that moment,
yes.
you must start agreeing with
yes.
God.
Yes.
Oh, if God says you are healed, you are healed. If God says you are delivered, you are delivered. If God says I got this, God's got it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You cannot disagree with God and expect God to work in your favor.
Amen.
Because the Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? And you claim you're walking with God.
Amen.
Yes.
Don't we claim that? You claim you're walking with God, but yet you don't agree with God. Then you are not walking with God.
Amen.
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 The doctor showed me an x-ray. He said, I got this. But God keeps telling me I'm healed. Well, who are you going to listen to?
Amen.
God.
The doctor's got to do what he's been trained to do.
Yes.
And I don't hold any grudges. The doctor's just doing what doctors do.
Right.
Yes. But my faith is not in the doctor. My faith is in God.
Yes.
Doctor man, you go ahead and do whatever it is. Doctor woman, you do whatever it is you need to do. But my faith is in God.
Amen.
And if God says I'm healed, even if he uses you to bring about my healing, I'm still healed.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Even if God uses a doctor to bring about my healing, God's word still remains.
I'm healed.
Yes.
God.
Hallelujah.
For God so loved the world that he
yes,
gave his
yes,
only begotten
yes.
Son, that whosoever continues to believe in God, continues to believe in God, they shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life. I believe that that life is not just when we meet him,
amen.
But that life is also while we're walking
right.
down here
yes.
with
amen.
Him. Amen.
Right.
When he said, I'll have everlasting life, that means life from now on.
Right now.
Life starts the day I believe.
Amen. Amen.
Once I start agreeing with
yes.
God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Life starts when I agree with God. Life starts now. If you will agree with God now, your life can start now.
Yes.
Everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Everlasting life. Everlasting life. I need my everlasting life to start now. I don't want to wait until I meet God to start living. I need to live now.
Amen.
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 Amen. See, I never realized that before until the Lord spoke. I never realized that my everlasting life could start right now. That's what the Holy Spirit is trying to minister to us. You don't have to wait until you die to have life. Your life should start the moment you believe.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I believe.
Yes.
God says I'm healed. I believe I'm healed.
Yes.
If God says I'm delivered, I believe I'm delivered.
Yes.
If God
yes.
says he got this, I know God's got this.
Yes.
I'm going to start agreeing with God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God says I'm healed, but I'm still walking under a crutch. That's all right.
Uh-huh.
Healing's got to catch up with
yes.
me, but it's coming.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God lives in eternity and
yeah.
we live in time. When God sends down the word, it's done at that moment. But because we live in time, we got to catch up with the word of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God has to set us up. So, because if we get something too fast, we're unprepared. And so we may not be able to hold on to
Amen.
It. Amen. Or the enemy might snatch it if we get it too. But if we just wait.
Oh. Amen.
God's timing is perfect.
Yes.
And if you're walking in God's timing, by the time you get to it, it'll be perfect healing.
Yes.
It'll be perfect
yes.
deliverance.
Yes.
It'll be perfect.
Yes.
Whatever it is that God promised, it will be perfect because God is perfect.
Amen.
Yes.
I always say, God created perfection.
Yes.
And the created cannot be greater than the creator.
Amen.
Yes.
And so God is greater than perfection because God created perfection.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
And so we got a God that's greater than perfection.
Yes.
Because he created perfection, right?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay, all right, all right.
Yes.
Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray.
Right.
Amen. Right on
time. Right on time.
There was a song we used to sing, "He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time." Whenever he, 60 didn't come when I wanted it to, but whenever he gets there, it'd be right on time. But when she got there, she was right on time. Amen. Oh, I feel like shouting. Amen. Amen. I don't know what she said, but I sure was smart. Amen. Amen. Those of you that are listening live, and those of you that are here, I need you to stretch your hands in. You stretch your hands toward me. You stretch your hands in this direction. I'm going to lift my hands to God.
Amen.
I'm going to lift my hands to God. Because see, if you're stretching your hands toward me, and you're stretching your hand, and I'm lifting my hands toward God, I'm standing in the gap for those that we're praying for. Amen. Y'all understand?
Amen.
I'm simply standing in the gap for those that I'm praying with and praying over. This is what God has given me to do. Whatever your problem is, whatever is necessary, whatever you, if it's healing that you need to understand God will heal. If God is a deliverer, God is a healer, God will bring your family back together. God will send your children back home. God will send your children back to the altar. God will heal your family. You got a drug addiction, God will heal. God is greater than an addiction.
Yes, He is.
You got finance problems, God can pay a light bill.
Yes.
Amen. Oh my God. You don't have substance. You don't have food. God dropped food from the sky. God, listen, you don't understand the kind of God you serve. There is nothing that you need that God cannot do, but you have to start saying what God said.
Yes. Yes.
And you have to live like you believe.
Amen.
You can't just claim it and then just expect it to happen. You have to walk in truth. You have to walk like you believe that God is a healer. You need to speak like you believe God is a healer. You need to, the light needs to shine so that other people will know that you know that God is healer. It's ever fruit.
Yes.
Your life has to produce fruit.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for those who have lifted hands. We bless you and we thank you, Lord, for those that are agreeing with you in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Father God, and we thank you for whatever we're dealing with, we're not alone. Because you're in this with us.
Yes.
The Hebrew boys that were in the fiery furnace, you didn't stop them from going in. You just went in with them.
Yes.
God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You could have put the flame out before they went in. But you said, no, I'm going to let you go through what you're going through. I'm just going to go through with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And then you brought them out victorious. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
God may just, he may not stop you from going through what you're going through. He just may want to go through it with you.
Amen.
So that other people can see how good your God is.
Yes.
Father, even if they must go through, be with them as they go through. Because we understand you are with them. And the enemy cannot destroy you. And you will surely bring them out.
Yes.
Somebody say, I will surely come out.
I will surely come out.
The Bible says, surely, surely. That means pay attention. I'm trying to tell you something.
Yeah.
Say, I will surely, surely.
I will surely, surely.
Be delivered.
Be delivered.
Father, bless the families.
In the name of Jesus.
Bless the homes.
Amen.
Bless the finances.
In the name of Jesus.
Bless the job. Bless the soul. Bless the walk. Bless the light.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever is necessary. Let it be that.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of the Father and in the name of the Son.
Yes.
In the name of the Holy Spirit. Somebody say amen.
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 All right. Hallelujah. That's it for the online. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Good morning. Amen. Y'all don't tell me. Lord Vincent and Abigail here.
Amen.
Amen. Now I want to pray for y'all here. On the main line.
Boy, you
amen. Lavico Tamashaia. Hallelujah. I need Nathan and Asia.
and anybody else in that age group.
Amen.
Stand right here.
You're finished, right?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Nathan, looks like it's just you, bro. Amen. God bless you. Great. Not great. Ryan, stand with Nathan, please. Shemia, Labicho, stand on this other side. Labia Otavasaya. Amen. Lord Shemia, hold your hands up like this. God's got. There's a song we used to sing. He's got better things for you. Come on, Lord, you old like me. Sing it. He got better things for you. He's got the Holy Ghost and the fire.
That's
it's
okay if we keep rolling.
Amen, if you want to. Amen. Have the Lord lead you. You do that.
Amen.
If someone texts a name that they need healing or need any prayer, you tell me that name and what they're asking, and I'll pray for them right now.
Okay.
When we're in this prayer and this live chat room, tell Abigail what you need. And we will pray for that.
Amen.
I don't know if anybody's listening right now, but they'll listen to it. One day, they are. Amen. God is victory.
Amen.
God is victory. You are victorious when you walk in God. You're going to get in battles because that's part of being in battle. There's going to be a fight because that's part of being in battle, right?
Yeah.
But knowing that you have the victory before you even get in the battle, that's enough to encourage you to keep moving. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
I know I have victory in Christ. Before the battle, before that particular battle even starts, I know I have victory. Because I have Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
How can I not have victory? It's not.
Amen. Amen and amen.
It's not possible not to have victory. Oh,
yes, Lord.
The Lord rescued.
That's right.
Nathan. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord rescued our little brother.
Yeah.
Just like he rescued me. All of us. The Lord rescued my little brother. Because the enemy thought the enemy had other plans, but God said, no, no. That one is mine.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord said, no. That one's mine. That David is mine.
Amen.
Amen. That David is mine.
Amen.
Ah, God! And the Lord rescued Nathan. And the Lord brought him home.
Amen.
And then he surrounded him with other believers. Yes. That will help build him up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
If you allow yourself to be rescued,
amen.
God will build you up too.
Amen.
If you allow yourself to be rescued, God will work a work in you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Some of us don't want to be rescued.
Amen.
We want to keep on collecting that disability check.
Amen.
We want to keep on parking in the blue zone. We don't want to be rescued.
Amen.
Because if they rescue me, they'll cut my money off.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
If they rescue me, I won't be able to. And if they then that means I got to get out and work.
Right.
Oh, I don't want no healing. Yes. How sad is that? Amen. But if you want healing, God.
Amen.
If you want to be rescued,
hallelujah.
Amen. God will rescue.
Amen.
See, because God knows what's truly going on in it, and God sees your vision. I'm sorry. God sees your path. He knows what's waiting ahead. God will rescue you if you allow him. Father, we bless you in the name of Jesus for giving us Nathan.
Yes.
Not just Nathan, but Nathan and Samuel and Benjamin and Abigail
yes.
and their husband.
Yes.
We bless you for this family.
Yes.
For this family. What a gift. Father, whatever Nathan needs, let it be so in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Whatever it takes to create in him what you have already spoke over him, let it be so.
Yes.
Let him start understanding how to agree with you.
In the name of Jesus.
Help him to be a light in places I can't get to.
Amen.
Help him to be a connection to those that I can't connect to.
Yes.
Help
help him to be the soldier and the warrior that you have already created in him. Because that tree is already in that seed. It just needs to be nurtured so it can grow. God, if there is any sin, remove it. If there is any misunderstanding, clear it up. Work on his behalf. Bless him so. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. You two brothers, take him and pray with him. I have two phones here. Loretta, and who's on the other one?
That's mine.
Oh, that's yours. Okay. Give me Loretta. If you call in, we'll pray for you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Loretta, are you on speaker, Loretta?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Loretta. Do you know that they're streaming this live? This prayer, so if you log on, you'll see me praying for you. Amen. I'm gonna give you a minute to do that. Amen. I know at least we'll have one. Amen. I see a light. Whenever I see that light, I know God is working. God is inside that temple, in that atmosphere, doing something, and I see it. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Why am I holding this? Mama, get up here. Amen. Stand right here. Amen. And face me. There we go. Amen. La la to shariyama. La iya shantamia. La do omia. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are worthy of all praises. You are worthy to be lifted up. There is none like you. For you are the great King of kings and the Lord of lords. There is none like you, Lord, no, not one. Father, we bless you for Loretta, that you have brought here, that you have grafted into this family. This family that you have grafted onto the olive tree. Father, we thank you for who you are and for what you've done. We thank you, Lord, for her family. We thank you, Lord, for what you have built up in her.
Yes.
We give you praise and we magnify you. Father, we ask that you would inhabit her environment. That you would inhabit her situation. That you would inhabit the things that she is dealing with and that she's going through. And Father, that you would make a way where there was once before no way.
Hallelujah.
Where a door didn't exist,
yes,
you will
Lord.
Put a door there.
Yes, Lord.
And where the enemy has closed the door, you will kick the door open.
Yes, Lord.
And where the enemy has planted a door, you will you will eliminate that demon door.
Yes, yes, Lord.
You will undo all the plans of the enemy for your soldier's life. And you will give her clear vision. Of your vision.
Yes.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
That you would give her, Loretta, a clear vision of your vision for her walk.
Yes.
That she will agree with you in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So that she will cause blessings to chase her down and overtake her in the name of Jesus. So that your perfect will be done in her life. In her atmosphere, we bless you. If there are any sins, remove them. Cleanse her atmosphere. Cleanse her heart. Touch her mom. Everywhere she sits, everywhere she stands, every area she claims in your name, let it be so. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, amen.
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 Walk in deliverance, walk in victory, because God is with you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are there any prayer requests yet, Abigail? Let me tell T, and T will whisper them to me. Amen. Can we work that out?
We can work it out.
So if she gets it, she's going to let you know, and then you whisper them to me. Amen. Yes, ma'am, Pastor.
Without going into details, because I don't know firsthand.
Yes.
We need to pray over Taylor and his surroundings. He had a situation, and thank God.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. I need somebody. Can you stand in for Taylor?
Pashamika lo sati.
Kisha, my Lord, Israel.
Hallelujah.
Deep Iho.
Kise Adam.
Kisaman.
My people keep the spirit.
Amen. Amen. Allah Sahib. Pastor Nicole, can I get you?
Where near?
Right here.
Okay. Peace out. Let me stand here. We're going to pray for Taylor. Hey, Osabia. Tatu. Pastor Nicole, raise your hands. Father, this Shia, press into my hands. Father God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are aware of the situation. You are aware of the attacks. You are aware of the cause and the effect. You are aware. You are aware of the plans of the enemies. But greater is He that's in us than anything that is in the world. We have the power. We have the joy. We have the privilege. We are connected to the vine. We are children of the King. We are victorious. We are more than conquerors. Everything is in our favor. You told us to ask and it shall be given. You said seek and ye shall find. You told us to knock and the door shall be opened. This young man is in need of your guidance, yes. Your protection,
yes,
your covering,
yes.
Your healing,
yes.
Your deliverance,
yes.
Your provisions.
Thank you, Lord.
He's our brother.
Thank you.
He's your child. Taylor, God. Por la misión, Lord. Move on his behalf even as we speak. Move on his behalf even as we speak. As we stand in the gap for Taylor, move on his behalf. As we stand in the gap for his sister, move on their behalf. As we stand in the gap for their mother, move on their behalf. Move in their atmosphere. Move in their minds. Move, Lord, move. Move the enemy out of the way. And shower them with victory in you.
Thank you, Lord.
If there is healing that needs heal. If there is provisions, Lord, provide. If there is clarity, clear the atmosphere. Whatever is necessary, let it be. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Ain't no nothing yet.
Amen. Yeah, yeah. Jennifer Way for diabetes.
Jennifer.
Kisama.
Kimi mama. You're going to stand in for Jennifer. What's her last name?
Jennifer. Stephanie Wade for diabetes and depression. Stephanie Wade.
Stephanie.
Diabetes and depression.
Stephanie, I need you to understand. The Bible says, I will keep their minds in perfect peace, whose mind has stayed on thee. I understand how life can weigh you down. I know. I got it. I understand. I get it. And sometimes the treatments that we are receiving for that problem just enhances the problem. But I'm telling you that God is a healer. I'm sorry. I don't mean to speak hands hard. I'm sorry. I'm telling you that God is a healer. I'm telling you that God is a deliverer. I'm telling you that there is nothing that our God cannot do. He heals cancer.
Yes.
He heals diabetes.
Yes.
He heals crippleness.
Yes.
He heals blindness of the mind, the spirit, and the eyes.
Yes.
There is nothing that our God cannot do.
Yes.
I must keep my mind in Christ.
Yes.
Whether it's in prayer, whether it's studying the same scriptures over and over, whether it's singing the praises unto Him, I will keep my mind in perfect peace because my mind is stayed on Him. And when you flood your mind with Christ, the enemy has no place to put depression.
Yeah.
Amen.
He has no place to place things that are not of God because all the space is filled with Christ.
Yes.
And what's diabetes?
And depression.
And depression. God can heal diabetes.
Yes.
Sometimes we just need to learn how to eat.
Yes. Right.
Amen. Sometimes it just, I'm like, sometimes we just need to get up. I don't know what your situation is, but sometimes we just need to get. That's a good way to fight depression and diabetes. Find yourself a beach, a park, or just walk around the house 10 times in the name of Jesus. Just marching around the house, giving God praise in the name of Jesus. And next thing you know, you ain't taking medication for nothing.
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh my God,
mother, from depression.
Deliver from depression. Deliver from diabetes, because her heart, her mind is stayed on Christ.
Yes.
How you do it?
Tell that baby. Give me that baby's name one more time. Stephanie.
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Jennifer Wayne.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as Mother Sharon stand in for Jennifer.
Yes.
You healed Mother Sharon. I know you can heal Jennifer.
Yes.
Because you have no respect of person. Anybody that dares to come to Christ can be healed.
Yes.
Anybody that dares to come to Christ can be healed.
Yes.
Anybody that will agree with Christ can be healed.
Yes.
God does not want you depressed. That is not of God. God wants you encouraged so you can encourage somebody else. God wants you healed. How do you know God is a healer unless you allow him to heal you? How can you minister the healing of the Holy Spirit unless you allow the Holy Spirit to heal you? Mother Sharon cannot testify that God is a healer. Y'all know the rest of that, right? Y'all know the rest of that. So baby, stand tall.
Yes.
If God will heal Mother Sharon, he will heal you too.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare healing over Jennifer. We declare, Jennifer, I need you to raise both your hands up to God. Both your hands up to God. Both your hands up to God. And I need you to look toward the heaven, because you want to start agreeing with God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Jennifer, stand in, hold your head up to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare her, Jennifer's healing. We declare Jennifer's deliverance. We declare her peace of mind. We declare full deliverance, so that she will testify the glory of the Most High God. We declare it as we speak. We declare it as we breathe. We declare it as we believe. And we look for her testimony in the near future, because we know you and you know her. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. She's standing in for her nephew. She's standing in for her nephew.
Healing all the way.
Amen. She's standing in for her nephew. That's a big job, but God is able. God loves him. God loves him. God loves him. God loves him. God loves him.
Thank you, Jesus.
If God loves him, I love him. If God cares, I care.
Thank you, Lord.
Our job is to keep each other lifted up before the throne. It's our job.
Amen.
I ain't praying for nobody until I get healed. That's why you. That's why you in trouble now. That's why you ain't healed now.
Amen.
Selfish, good for nothing. Basharia.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. God bless you, brother.
Hallelujah.
Father, this young man knows you.
Amen.
He is no stranger to you. Can I call his name? Zerah. He is no stranger to you, Father.
Amen.
He's no stranger to you. God! Your word was implanted in him when he was a child. You know who he is. You know where he is. You know what he's running from and fighting against. You know. But greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. And if we pray, we can cause the Spirit of God to push the depression.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
We can cause the Spirit of God to push the depression away from him.
Amen.
Because depression will make you feel like you have not, no hope. It can make you feel like you have nothing to. It can make you feel like you are not worth anything. Depression will kill you.
Amen.
Try to. Depression will try to be your God. But we're not having it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We're not having it in the name of Jesus. We're not having it in the name of Jesus. We know who God is. He knows how. And he knows who God is. And we're not having it. Father, we declare the chains will be broken.
Amen.
Father, we declare on Deron's half that the chains will be broken.
Amen.
We declare on Deron's half that depression will have to find somewhere else to go.
Amen.
We declare on Deron's half that he will obey you and agree with you in the name of Jesus. We declare on Deron's. In his name we declare, Lord, in your name we declare that Deron will fully understand and receive you.
Yes.
That he will understand it's time to stop running from and start running to.
Yes.
As long as there is breath, there is a life.
Yes.
There is chance.
Yes. Hallelujah.
As long as he lives,
yes,
he has an opportunity.
Amen.
To make this thing right through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
And we will not stop praying for your people.
Lord,
we're not giving the enemy anybody.
No. Hallelujah.
We're not giving the enemy anybody.
Hallelujah. Lord. Thank you.
Matter of fact, we're taking back those he stole.
Yes. 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 Hallelujah.
He can have all the stuff. We want the soul.
Yes.
Oh,
Lord.
You keep the stuff. We want the soul. You done contaminated the stuff anyway. I don't want it.
That's right.
I want what belongs to God. That
yes.
soul.
Yes.
We're declaring that soul. We reach into the enemy's camp. And we declare that soul. We declare that soul. In the name of Jesus. He will not be lost. And he will come back home.
God.
He will not be lost. Say it.
Not be lost.
And he will come back home.
And he will come back home.
To Christ Jesus.
To Christ Jesus.
Our Lord.
Our Lord.
He will not be lost.
He will not be lost.
He will return home.
He will return home.
Like the prodigal son.
Like the prodigal son.
He is not lost.
He is not lost.
Where there is breath.
Where there is breath.
There is chance.
There is chance.
Where there is breath.
Where there is breath.
There is life.
There is life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I need to pray for the mama and her baby.
Hallelujah. Look at all these beautiful babies up here. Come on, come on, come on.
I miss seeing you. Give me some. Oh, God bless you. I have missed seeing you. Amen. Is that Lady Rose?
Yes.
Come on, Lady Rose, girl. We've been praying for you for years. How you doing?
Well, not years. I'm sorry.
Months. Amen. 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 Your little beautiful son. All right. All right. I get it. Amen. She's like, all right, I got to move on. Amen. Amen. I know you brought more than two. Okay.
I have Joy.
Where's Joy? Come on, Joy. Come on. Come on. MJ, Tate. No, Kaylee. Amen. Come on, Kaylee. How you doing, baby? Amen. You in high school yet? Amen. Almost.
College.
Amen. Are they still? Are we still live? Okay. Come on, baby. Come on. Let me pray. Go, lady. How you doing, baby? How you doing? Oh. Amen. I need someone to stand with these children with me. Oh well. Amen. All right. Lay your hands on. Lay your hands on. Come on, Samuel. Amen. He wanted to. They wanted to pray. Amen. I need some of you big ones to come on up here. Amen.
Amen.
A couple of you big ones. Amen. Amen. My little prayer warrior. Amen. I need you to touch Lady Rose. Oh, give her a chance to shoot the camera through there.
Yeah, it's good.
Can you see?
Yeah.
All right. We claim every child in the body of Christ.
Yes.
Whether they're in this room or they're in Canada or Mexico, Africa, Europe, Austria, London, wherever they are.
Amen.
We declare each child in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every child is precious. Every single one. Every soul. Because God created every soul.
Yes.
And everything God created is important to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And these souls are important to God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Lord, please lay your hand on Samuel's head. T, lay your hand on Alice's head. Allie's head. Lay your hand, Pastor Drea.
Mama Tisa, your Lord, not Lord. Greg, lay your hand on Kaylee. Pastor Nicole, lay your hands on Amen. And Greg, no, Ryan, lay your hands in Daniel's back. Shanton, Shantonika. The victory belongs to God.
Yes.
Every victory belongs to God. He may use you to bring about his victory, but every victory belongs to God.
Yes.
Amen, somebody.
Yes.
These children are God's victory.
Yes.
They belong to God.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you because you are holy and you are worthy. And every one of these children belong to God. Every soul belongs to God. The Lord says, I hear every whisper. The Lord says, I hear every whisper. Every whisper. He says, I hear it. Even the whispers that come from the children, he said, I hear every whisper. He said, I know where they are. I know what's going on. I know. He said it's our job to keep them covered in his glory. It's our job to keep God's children covered. Father, we will pray nonstop. We will pray without ceasing. These children belong to you and to you alone. And when we leave this place, we will be in your presence forever. That is the goal. That is the target. That's where the cross is. We bless you, Father. Every child that's under your authority, keep them safe and in your loving arms, guarded and protected. If there's any darkness, anything that is not like you in their atmosphere, remove it. Bless those that have rule over them, to treat them in a godly manner, to treat them as if though they belong to God, because they do.
Yes.
We bless them wherever they are,
hallelujah,
and whatever they're doing,
hallelujah,
and whoever they're with,
hallelujah,
and we command that your presence will stay with them. In the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, amen,
amen,
amen. All right, y'all take the babies. I need to pray for the mama, then I'm going to stop. Because I bet you I'm close to out of time right about now.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm so glad y'all online. Is it 5 or 6 people online?
There's 29.
29 people. Wait till the word gets out.
A lot of them.
Wait till it gets out. Me kana sharon here. Come out, Sonia. Stand here, mama. We gonna pray. Amen. Pamika. I love my brother. Give me some love, man. I haven't seen you in so long.
God bless you. It's wonderful to see you. I missed you. God bless you. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I feel the presence of the Lord.
Thank you.
He says, I am with you.
The Lord says, I am with you. God said, I am with you.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what anybody else says. It doesn't matter.
Amen.
Do you know God says he guards?
Amen.
Yes.
He guards your footsteps.
Thank you, Lord.
The footsteps that God, the path that God has created for you, and the footsteps that are in that path, God says, I protect them. I protect where you go. I protect what's your atmosphere. God says, I protect you. I cover you. God says, there's no, not that you're worried or fear, but God says, I got you. He says, I'm covering you with my glory and my grace. When you minister, whether they accept you or not, shake the dust off your feet, use it as a testimony against them, and keep marching. Because you're on a journey. And you can't afford to stop. Somebody down the road is waiting for you.
Amen.
Somebody down the road need to hear what you have to speak.
Amen.
Somebody down the road need your prayers. Somebody down the road need to hear you speak to them from God.
Yes.
So you don't have time to wait because you're on a journey.
In the name of Jesus.
Time is short.
In the name of Jesus.
Be about your Father's business.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. God, it's
hallelujah.
Good to see you.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right. I know that was loud, my love. I know. Amen. But it don't run out, it runs in. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Salam yata. Hamiya shalam ya. Babe, you can move your camera however you need to. Hasamya. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you. Mishan. Mishayah. Kind of hover around here, this way. You might be better putting yourself right there.
I'm sorry, before I pray, I should like to say, okay, now, there we go. Amen, amen, amen. I may not get a chance to tell her later, so I'm going to tell her now. Amen. Listen, look at me. Do you remember that movie? His name was Morpheus.
Matrix!
Do you remember seeing that? I don't know anybody that didn't see it.
This day, who they choose to serve
for. In battle.
Listen, y'all, we still are. I'm going to sit every one of you down. Find a spot and get in it.
Lord, we pray for our beloved Lord Jesus.
Don't get up until I'm done.
That he walks in love.
Did you get that?
Shemiah Lashakot. And Morpheus. In one scene, he was doing this. He was in the midst of a battle, and he couldn't leave the battle at the moment. God. And so he was... That's what you're doing. You're in the battle you can't leave now. You're in a place that you can't leave now. Because it's not just because you're not just in that battle for you. You're in that battle for others. And so you cannot leave. Because others would be lost. And that's not God's plan for you. And so in the spirit, you've got to do this. And let God move you. You may get nipped, but you won't get hurt. Amen. They may, but you will survive. Amen. Because you have to. You've been surviving since you were a child. And that's all you know how to do is survive. If God gave you unlimited freedom, now you'd go nuts. Because that's not how you started. Even as a child, battling and fighting God on someone else's behalf. And it just, what did I do? You were born. That's what you did. How can I fix it? You can't fix it. You understand? All you can do is what the Spirit of God moves in you to do. And come to terms with, this is my station for the moment. And if this is where God has allowed me to be or placed me, whichever one it is, I know God is with me. It's like I told them earlier. He did not block the Hebrew boys from going into the furnace. He just went in the furnace with them. Amen. Because God wanted to prove himself again to people that may not have had an opportunity to see him work like this. Amen. There are people that are watching you that may not understand fully how God operates. So they need to see God operating in somebody that they know. They know you. You ain't shot nobody yet. You ain't in jail. You're not on drugs. You're not a quack. You're still holding it together. You're still looking good. They need to see somebody that trusts God going through something. Amen. You may be the chosen one. You were born into it. That's just the way it is. It ain't argue about being black and beautiful. That's just the way it is. Don't go try to bleach it. Just live who you are. Amen. Whatever state you find yourself in, you need to know that God is in it with you. Because you wouldn't have made it this far unless he was. The Hebrew boys wouldn't have made it out unless God went in. Amen. You're going to make it out. Because God's not going to leave you in there. First of all, they weren't burning when they were in there. The ones that got burned were the ones opening the door to throw them in there. The ones that were setting them up were the ones that got burned. But the ones that were in there, they never got burned. And I believe when they came out, they stepped out like this. I believe that's how they did. I believe that. Amen. And so when your day comes, you're going to be like, looking around for the ones that set you up, you're like, where'd they go? Oh, they were consumed. They were consumed. They ain't nowhere around.
To the Chris.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
You need to hold on to this. Because this is from God.
Yes.
You think he would keep you if he didn't want you?
Right.
God don't waste anything. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes! You are worthy. Yes! You are worthy.
Yes.
Yes, Lord, you are worthy. We praise you because you are the mighty God. We lift you up because there's nothing like you. We bless you and we thank you. She is victorious. She is more than a conqueror. Her provisions, her needs have been met. The things that she desired that are already part of your will for her life, it is done. And she's raising up children fit for the kingdom. Guard her footsteps. Protect her. Move her in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. If there's anything in the atmosphere that is not like you, remove it. Cover it with your blood. So she can press forward. She's pressing toward the mark, which is Christ Jesus. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 God bless you in Jesus' name.